It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Joining us is the Emmy Award-winning host of the PBS travel show, Beyond Your Backyard. You can also catch him on his YouTube channel, Eric the Travel Guy. Please welcome my old buddy, my old good friend. It's so nice to see you again, Eric Hastings. Welcome to the show.
Oh, you are very kind. It's good to see you. And Anthony, it's good to meet you in person, virtually.
Good to meet you, too.
So how did you go from radio to being like a travel guy? I'm always amazed when like my old radio friends are suddenly like doing really cool stuff, because most radio people kind of, that's it. Like once you're, it's like a block of cement. Once you've decided to step into radio, they got you.
That's about right. Yeah. You know, I don't know where it came from per se. I didn't really think that I wanted to do travel for a living, but I think it goes back to, you know, I would do anything that I could to get in front of an audience. You know, I love entertaining. And so as I look back on my career, and there is a back to look on these days, radio was a big part of a performance venue that would give me a chance to be in front of people, albeit. And I'm really glad, because, you know, I got my first job in radio when I was 15. I built a studio in my house when I was 10. I would make, you know, I made the best mixtapes in high school. Don't get yourself on the one and twos. Yeah.
Yeah.
We timed that all out. But I think.
So you're like Anthony 2.0. I guess you guys have a lot in common right there.
Exactly what I did. So followed that same, except I don't travel. So that's the only difference.
Wait, but you're freaking me out right now. The glasses, the facial hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are like separated at birth right now. You're freaking me out, but okay.
Sexy. The word is sexy.
Yeah, right. The two sexiest men on this Zoom
How
call.
How lucky are you, Cooper?
Your day, Cooper, is looking up. Why have one when you can have, well, 2.5 total?
I have no complaints here. I'm always up for a thruple.
Oh, stop it. Oh, God. I'm going to be sick.
travels. I had to start traveling. That was the question originally.
So travel started. So I was doing a comedy service, which was technically my last radio job, working out of the WABC studios. We were a syndicated comedy service that I started all because I wanted to do bits on the morning shows. And I was doing that for Curtis and Kubi on WABC. And I figured, well, you know, some of the stories we talk about in New York would be funny in Chicago and are funny in Dallas and are funny in LA. And so I started doing that. So I built this service and it was all delivered based on that morning's news. So it was come to work at 4:30 in the morning and deliver the first bit by 7, the second bit by 8. And at the time, this would have been, 2000, right around 2001. At the time, it was novel to deliver something via the internet to stations. It was all satellite, or it was CD, or it was record, you know. And my brother called me one day and he said, you know, I know you're doing this comedy thing, but I'm working with this destination in Florida. Why don't you make a funny piece of audio for this tourism bureau? And because I got up at 4 in the morning those days, I went and looked at the website and then I went to take a nap. And then I was laying there and I was like, I called him back and I said, you know, if I've never been to this place in Florida, it doesn't need a piece of audio. It needs a video.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And at the time, nobody was really doing that. And that's how we started making, by all accounts, you know, short form, 3-minute destination overview videos about places around the world.
It's a brilliant idea. So who pays for all your travel? Because you go a lot of places and it's really expensive. Is it all sponsored?
You're gonna get a bill, right? Like you do. I was told, what the? Okay, well, this interview's over.
That's why we do Zoom, you know, and you know, like just get a green screen and be like, now I'm in Hawaii. Now I'm in Rome.
Well, so I'm here in my office, but we built this because of the pandemic, because we had to make more things and we weren't traveling as much. But who pays for it? We have sponsors who pay for it. And the sponsors don't, you know, influence my editorial for having things. I have a lot more respect for the viewers and as you do with the listeners. I think they know what's what. And
Yeah. We know they like you unless you bullshit them. And then if you bullshit them, they know. People know when you don't. When you're
they
not
do know. And you know what? Contrary to what my ex-wife might tell you, I'm not a good liar. I kind of suck at it. You know, I've never really been good at it. If my mom were still alive, she'd be like, you were terrible.
Holy cow. We are the same person.
Yeah, it's really scary. Yeah.
What are you doing for lunch later on?
Yeah, minus the travel, we're the same person.
I have faith in you. I think you would be an excellent world traveler.
I enjoy it when I can when I did it. I did it for what was that company? Clear Results or whatever. And as a radio company, you would go to Antigua or something like that and broadcast from there. So I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But the customs part, I really hated. That was and that's probably what you do all the time, and you probably do it well, but I hated it.
You're kind. You know, it's funny. Like I'm a big fan of travel. Like, and of course I'm giving you a hard time because apparently we're brothers and I didn't know.
Yeah.
I just saw the demo picture. I'm like, this guy seems
nice. I'm calling my mom tonight.
Great. Wouldn't you just love to have that be the last line of some exchange of any kind? Oh, really? Oh, well, then I'm calling my mom.
Mom, you got some explaining to do. You told me I didn't have a brother, and now I find out he's a travel guy.
I am of the belief, and again, my mom's not alive anymore, but for those that have moms and dads too, you know, I'm a single dad, so like, and I have two girls, but I have always been of the belief it's not really true until you tell your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can kind of like, but if you tell your mom,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, that's a good, very good point.
Now we can work with it.
Right. It's a very good
short
point.
Of that, and you're like,
Okay, how old are your girls?
My girls are 12 and 8.
And I got two boys. So it's like, yeah, two boys, two girls.
Cooper is now left. She just went to pop some popcorn. She's just going to sit there.
Well, oh my God, you guys are freaking me out because I have two dogs.
It's amazing.
Wow. We got to call your mom, too. So what is one place that you would say, okay, you have got to go to this place. It will change your life.
The first time and the 100th time I was asked that question, mm-hmm. I skated it. I was on a television interview. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what town I was in. And my executive producer, who was standing off to the camera, and I answered it the same way that I would have answered your question, the same way I told her. She said, well,
if we weren't brothers, then you would tell me that, but tell me the truth.
Well, so I was like, well, I don't know. You know, it's hard for me to answer, blah, blah, blah. We got off the thing, and my executive producer looked at me, Kevin, and he goes, you're just going to have to answer the fucking question.
Yeah. Right.
Nobody's interested in your exposition. Nobody cares. They just want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
tell me Lindenhurst. Tell me something.
They own. I love it this time of year. Nice. No. And this came up at a cocktail party that I rarely go to, but this came up on Friday, so this is perfect. And I said, they were more specific with Europe, and I said, Bern, Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Bern, Switzerland, to me, happens to be one of those places that just... As cliche as it sounds, it spoke to me. I would go back there in a heartbeat. Ephesus, Turkey, for history and culture. I happen to really love that. But that's me. Now I love food, I love booze, and I love history. And I'm kind of an outdoor light kind of guy.
Right.
You know, they're always putting me in some funny hat or safety harness or helmet. You know, there's stuff in the dad bod.
It's visual. They have to make it really fun and visual. And, you know, we can't keep looking at you every single time.
We were in the Azores and they were like, well, we're going to climb up this waterfall. I'm like,
have fun.
The royal we, meaning me. They're telling me. I'm like, fine. Before the trip, you know, I just, you know, knelt down beside my bed and I was like, you know, God, it's me, Margaret. Let's just have this go well. So we go all the way the hell over there and it's raining profusely.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, you need to be in a wetsuit. A full body wetsuit.
Okay.
I'm like,
That's a very attractive look, by the way. I've done triathlons. They're very fetching.
Cooper, listen, I've seen full body shots of you, and unless something's happened, in.
You know those photos of the snake that eats the mouse?
Or the deer in this case.
Now, it's all going good. I'm telling you, there's a big giant lump somewhere. Yeah, right.
I can tell you kind of where it is.
Yeah.
So now we are in the rain. We are delayed because of the rain, which is fine. It's, you know, I'm with the guys that I shoot with, the crew that I shoot with. I'm with the Portugal people, whatever. We're all there. And I'm going to have to, and they're like, but don't worry, we got you a suit. And by the way, the guy that I was interviewing looked like the Old Spice guy.
Right.
That's what he's working with his wetsuit. They're like, don't worry, we got you an extra large. I'm like,
So they called you fat. Yeah.
Giant. And of course, now this is the fun that the crew gets to have, because all they do all day long is listen to me blatter on about whatever. They love it when it doesn't work out for me, and they love to watch me tap dance. It's fun for them, which brings me joy. So there's just stuff. This is European sizing. It's not even.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was, I kid you not, it was like a corset. Kevin was
right.
I swear, I have a couple of photographs from that trip with us laughing to tears. It's so funny because they know how terrible it was for me. And yeah, it was a great segment. Fantastic. It was too wet to go on the mountain, so we jumped off this cliff. And that's what you want. It's a nice action shot of,
of the snake jumping off the,
Right.
Anyway.
It's very brave of you. All right. So I have a travel question for you. So yes. I don't want to know where to go if you like food or history. Like, I'm sure people love that stuff. I'm a huge hypochondriac. So if I want to travel, where can I go that there's like, if I need medical attention or if I wake up in the morning and I'm a little not feeling great, like, what's the best place that I can travel? Because that's my only downside with traveling. I'm always like, well, what if I go and I get sick? What if I go and like food makes me sick? What if I go and like I break my leg? Like, that's my biggest problem when I travel. So where's the safest place to travel?
Here's the problem with answering that question. There's kind of no way for me to not sound like a jerk. I'm going to really try because I'm not, as you know. But look.
Don't leave your couch.
You need to just stay and watch my show. It's 50 episodes. I'm sure you'll be different. Find something.
I'll just live vicariously through you and be like, wow, I had a great time in Turkey.
Hey, believe me, I'll do a great job. You don't have to. You know, step one, I would tell you to, you're going to have to let that go. Now, the reason I say that is because a real subject, and it's I'm not adorable. Saying yours isn't, but of course we're having fun. The real subject really is people sometimes go on vacation to fix their problems. And lo and behold, they figure out that their problems vacation with them.
Like, right.
No, and actually it gets worse.
Right. Because
travel is so unnatural. Not only are we natural born explorers, it's in our DNA. But at the same time, we also like, I can tell you right now, my office is at about 66 degrees. I love it because I'm fat. I like the cold. I have a refrigerator full. My cats are here. The floor is, you know, like there's no bugs in my house.
Right. Why would you ever go anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the secret. Okay. And I do recognize that, first of all, you can vacation in plenty of developing countries that would have very fine medical care. So you would be fine. And chances are you're not going to get ill. Statistically speaking, you're probably not. You're just not. You're not going to break your leg. You're not going to, you know, what happens if you get some, you know, some bad water, some bad chicken? You're going to, that's going to suck for about 12 hours, six. I don't know.
But that I bring my own food. Like I was in Mexico for a few weeks and I brought my own food. And when I ran out of food, I was like, well, time to leave Mexico. My mother's like, they have food here. I'm like, not for me. They don't.
No, they don't.
Again, this isn't your problem, but this is the same idea of people complaining about airline food. I'm like, why are you romanticizing airline food? It's always been bad. What are you talking about? Like, and by the way, we can all skip a meal. Not you, Cooper. But say you had your time. But like, it's 3 hours to Dallas. Let it go already.
Right. You know, bring a Kind bar with you. You're good.
You're going to be okay. If you bring some almonds, you're going to be just fine. Have some water, a Bloody Mary, perhaps. But no, there's certainly, well, that's one of the things that early on, you know, I used to, one of my tips was to get a passport. You know, people say, what do I do? What do I do? Get a passport. You know, no, 50% of the country in this country doesn't have one, for God's sakes.
Is that true?
Yeah. It's and maybe it's gotten better. Maybe it's 40% now.
Like it's probably less now.
Well, and then you have this. But I mean, but that was early on. And when we started in 2007, that was one of the first things. I'm like, just get a passport. You'll use it more if you have one.
Right.
Now, not with COVID, but just kind of through the years, it's one of the reasons I love doing this show called Beyond Your Backyard. Because when PBS came along, they were like, what kind of show do you want to do? And at that moment in my career, I was like, well, I don't want to do backpacking and hostels and shit. I'm too old for that.
Right.
And but I also don't want to do Uber luxury because I don't think that that helps people. I think it's a good show to watch, but I'd rather draw the conclusion that a lot of these, you know, bucket list places, there are similar experiences closer to your home. So why not start there?
Right.
Which really led to an increased appreciation for this country alone.
And I'm glad you said that because that was my one big thing. I've been all over Europe. I've been, I lived in Ireland for a little while. Like, you know, I've been all over Europe and I haven't seen this country enough. That was my big thing. So I was like, from now on, when I travel, I'm not leaving the United States, not because I'm a snob, because I just want to see more of my own country. There's some beautiful places here. You know, like I remember when I was Anthony and I, we did the show all over the country. We were syndicated, but we did the show. He was in Charlotte, North Carolina. I was in New York. And I would go down to Charlotte to visit him. And there was this one weekend that I ended up in Asheville, North Carolina. Mm. Oh, my Lord. That is the most beautiful place I think I've ever been outside of like Colorado and, you know, Red Rocks in that area. Yeah. But like on the East Coast, I couldn't believe it. I was like, OK, that's it. I'm next travel trip. Next trip I take, it's somewhere in the United States.
So right now, there's, and I don't know the exact number, it's like 495 or 93 or some 400 figure places in the United States that is under the National Park Service. Okay? 400. Forget the National Seashore, the National this, the
My
National...
My tax dollars are paying for that shit. I'm going to see it.
I don't. We got to go over there. I like that. I'm going to take a picture. But there are 63 national parks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be surprised to learn that the most visited national park, you think, oh, Volcanoes National Park in Hawaii, Yosemite, Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. No. Great Smoky Mountains.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it's not even close. Like the number, and again, I could look it up while we're here, but I mean, like the number is ridiculous.
We trust you. This is what you do for a living.
Yeah.
No. You would think I would know the figures. I have people. Well, I've got a plumber here because the help was complaining about the kitchen sink. I'm like, no.
Is that the help your children?
But what do you mean? You're slow. You're slow.
All right. None of it. What country have you been to where you went, holy shit, the chicks are hot here? This is like a hot chick factory country.
Where, let me tell you something.
And you can, and guys like us, we can score. So that's... That's the country I want to learn.
Romania.
Wow.
Always, oh, yeah. Oh, hot girls in Romania.
Rebecca Romania Stamos is really hot. So
there you go. I rest my case.
That's your evidence right there.
A couple of geniuses here. I do a lot of standing around. You know, we're waiting on the crew, and you know, it's fine. We got to shoot the B-roll while we're there. So, you know, if I'm not on the phone talking to my children who've come up, manufactured something that they need to buy for $8,
right.
I see a lot of attractive women everywhere. You just have to keep your eyes open and you will be surprised at how many there really are everywhere. But I think that's part of that for me. Now I'm divorced, so of course I do pay attention. But at the same time, I'm like, that's the thing that I love about it, is that you never know. You never know which one of these trips is going to change your life forever.